couple of brief scripture passages to share with you before sharing a few thoughts. First, from the book of Proverbs, the fourth chapter. Keeping your eyes on the road. And here the author writes, "Let your eyes look directly forwards, and your gaze be straight before you. Keep straight the path of your feet, and all your ways will be sure. Do not swerve to the right or to the left. Turn your foot away from evil." And then a couple of verses from Matthew, the words of Jesus from the seventh chapter. Jesus says, "Enter through the narrow gate, for the gate is wide and the road is easy that leads to destruction, and there are many who take it. For the gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who find it." Friends, the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our Lord shall stand forever. Let us pray. O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, you who are our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. Any parent here ever told their teenager who is learning to drive to keep your eyes on the road? That's one of the things I heard from my parents. In fact, I still do. And it's one of the things I said to Richard when he was learning to drive. And we continue to say such words, don't we? Keep your eyes on the road. And of course, what we're saying when we use this phrase is to stay focused on the task at hand. Don't be distracted by looking at the scenery or the person in the car beside you or, God forbid, texting with your phone. It reminds me of the story of the guy driving to his office one morning when he looked back over his shoulder and there was a woman in a nice car driving along 65 miles an hour, and lo and behold, her face was right up next to the rearview mirror adjusting her eyeliner. He looked away a couple of seconds and looked back, and she was continuing to do so and even started to move over into her lane. And this made him so angry that she was being so careless that he dropped his electric shaver, which knocked the donut out of his other hand. So as he tried to straighten his car with his knees on the steering wheel, it knocked his cell phone away from his ear and splashed into the coffee that was between his legs, burning his thighs. Now that story may be better suited to Jesus' saying about seeing the speck in someone's eye when you're not able to see the log in your own. But it's also about focusing on the matter at hand, is it not? Closely akin to keeping your eyes on the road is keeping your eye on the ball. Anyone who has ever played baseball or tennis or golf or any number of sports has heard from a parent or a coach, keep your eye on the ball. In fact, when I was young and playing baseball ball, I would actually try to see if I could see that moment of impact, see that ball coming in and see if I could actually see it hit the bat or the ball actually hit the tennis racket or the ping pong ball hit the paddle. And of course, I could never do it. My eyes weren't that fast, but it still served the purpose of staying focused on the task at hand so as to be successful. The late golf great Arnold Palmer recalls a lesson about focus. In Arnold's words, it was the final hole of the 1961 Masters tournament, and I had a one-stroke lead, and I had just hit a fabulous tee shot there on the 18th hole. So I was feeling pretty good about it. I felt I was in pretty good shape. And as I approached my ball, I saw an old friend standing at the edge of the gallery. He motioned me over, stuck out his hand, and said, "Congratulations." I took his hand and shook it. But as soon as I did it, I knew I had lost my focus. On the next two shots, I hit the ball into a sand trap, then put it over the edge of the green. I missed a putt, made double bogey, and lost the Masters to Gary Player. I lost my focus. You don't forget a mistake like that. You just learn from it and become determined that you will never do that again. Keep your eyes on the road. Keep your eye on the ball. In other words, stay focused. And what is true about driving or hitting a ball is applicable to the Christian journey. Often when we take our eyes off what is important in life, when we lose focus and neglect the tending of our spiritual interior by getting distracted about all sorts of things, Seems like it inevitably leads to a life filled with worry, anxiety, dread, even despair. Jesus even issues something of a warning, doesn't he, in those verses we read from Matthew. The gate is narrow and the road is hard that leads to life, and there are few who take it, who find it. Well, if the road to life is as hard as Jesus suggests, it would behoove us to stay on track, don't you think? Wise old King Solomon suggests as much as well. Proverbs is a book in the Old Testament which is a collection of wisdom sayings, most often attributed to wise old King Solomon. And we found there in those chapters, let your eyes look directly forward, your gaze straight before you. Keep straight the path of your feet, and all your ways will be sure. Don't swerve to the left or right. Turn your foot away from evil. Sounds a lot like he's reminding us to keep our eyes on the road, doesn't it? To stay focused. But staying focused on God in today's ever-changing world is not easy. Life happens so fast, doesn't it? I have an iPhone 6, and it's been out of date for some time, hasn't it? And you may think that this hectic rush of life we experience is unique to our generation. Think about it. How many times have you heard about the good old days when life was slower and more simple? If you're above a certain age, as I am, and you're honest with yourself, you've said that or something similar. But today, there is only the pursued, the pursuing, the busy, and the tired, it would seem. Everything is full steam ahead. And while those words sound like something our parents or grandparents probably didn't experience, that's actually a quote from the book The Great Gatsby, written way back in 1925 by F. Scott Fitzgerald. Even in the 1920s, people's lives were hurried, distracted, and hectic. Still, I'm fairly convinced that there have never been as many distractions in the life of a person as we have now. So how do we stay focused on God in the daily grind while so many things are clamoring for our attention? Well, I've got a couple of suggestions, not necessarily drawn specifically from our scripture passages this morning, but drawn from scripture in general and life experience. First, begin each day with God. Sounds simple, doesn't it? But you know as well as I know, in this busy world and workaday world in which we live, such is not the case. However, if we are going to stay focused on God, if we're going to stay on the path of discipleship, we have got to include God in our daily lives, not just here on Sunday morning. And what better place to start than in the morning? A reading from a devotional, a brief prayer on your knees, a silent acknowledgement of God in the shower, or a longer time of prayer or meditation, perhaps even during your yoga session. Starting your day with God helps to maintain your focus the rest of the day. Number one, start your day with God. Starting your day with God puts you in the position of, secondly, consciously looking for ways to serve God as the day unfolds. Sometimes I think we think that the only way to serve God is by giving up everything dear to us and serving as a missionary somewhere. Well, while that may be the calling for some, there is plenty of missionary work to be done right here in the Caldwells. You know, it may be something as simple as helping a friend get to a doctor, or being a friend to a coworker who's going through a rough time, or something more complex like working to end an injustice in your area. Either way, serving God in little ways, in big ways, helps us keep our focus. And thirdly, and by all means this is not an exhaustive list, end your day with God. As you started your day with God, as you look for ways to serve God during the day, so you end it with God. At the end of the day, you reflect upon the day's events. Did you start the day with God? Were you attuned to opportunities to serve God which the day presented? Maybe you would do a mental list of those people, those circumstances with which you dealt during the day. If you feel you responded poorly, you ask God to help you do better the next day. If things went well, you reflect upon those opportunities and you give thanks. And you end the day just as you begun it. A reading from a devotional, a prayer on your knees, a silent acknowledgement of God in the shower, or a longer time of prayer and meditation. Rick Warren of the Purpose Driven Life book notes that life is not a 50-yard dash, it's a marathon. The only way to make it to the finish line is to focus on God in Christ. He notes that in dog obedience training, if you put a dog at one end of the room and its master at the other end of the room, with a plate of food in the middle, and when the master calls the dog, if the dog eyes the food, the goner, he'll go right for the food. So they teach the dog to keep his or her eyes on its master. And what happens if the dog keeps its eyes on its master? It's not tempted. It'll head straight to the master. We need to keep our focus, our eyes on what's important, our eyes on God, or we'll get distracted. When we make sure we start our day with God, when we look for opportunities during the day to serve God, when we end our day with God, we are able to get our minds off of our circumstances and our problems and focus on God's goodness to us in the past, His closeness to us in the present, and most importantly, God's power to help us in the future. We can do what Jonah did as he sat in the belly of that fish. When I had lost all hope, I turned my thoughts once more to the Lord. And I realize it can sound almost trite when I say this. But when you find yourself at a point where you've lost hope and you think you're never going to get a job or you're never going to get married or you're never going to have a baby or you're never going to recover from a failing relationship or you're never going to get over your illness, turn your thoughts to the Lord and focus on God. You see, when you keep your eyes on the road, when you stay focused on your purpose, not your problem, you can find fulfillment and wholeness even when life seems to be falling apart. Yes, it's hard to believe, but folks who've struggled far more in their lives than I have in mine swear by it. Start your day with God. Look for ways during the day to serve God. End your day with God. Each day, every day. Make it a lifestyle. Why not give it a try? It will last a lifetime. Let us pray. Oh God, we thank you that you call us into relationship with you and with each other, and we thank you that you have come into the world to show us what true living is all about. Help us to keep our focus, to remember what is important in life, to begin our day with you, to look for ways to serve you as we go about our busy workaday lives. To end with a prayer each day, now and always. Amen.